We're at the 2014 American Seed Trade Association Corn, Sorghum, and Soybeans Conference and their Seed Expo. And joining me now is Scott Stagenborg with Chromatin. First off, Scott, tell me a little bit about what Chromatin is.
Well, Chromatin is a fully enabled sorghum genetics company. And so what we mean by that is we have traditional breeding programs. We have four breeders on staff, locations in Texas as well as Florida, as well as a molecular breeding program and a molecular genetics program. So that allows us to take advantage of both the traditional breeding methods as well as the modern molecular methods to improve sorghum for both grain, forages, bioenergy, and sweet sorghum.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the bioenergy. You talked about the potential of sorghum as a cellulosic feedstock. Tell me about that.
Well, one of the things that I think people always think of sorghum is we always think of it as either grain sorghum, so that's a grain source, starches, much the way people think of corn grain or other feed grains. But they also forget that sorghum was originally, many of its original uses were for animal feed, so therefore biomass yield is important and digestibility is important. And so if you think about cellulosic ethanol, it's really just a big steel or big concrete digester rather than a four-legged digester.
All right, and one of the other things that you talked about are there's plenty of different varieties of sorghum. We've kind of touched on that a little bit. How does that work into your cellulosic plan?
Well, as we've said, sorghum is very diverse. I mean, it's there's 40,000 diverse accessions in GRIN, which is a USDA collection. And what that means is that not only can we find different traits, different genes for yield, but we also have an opportunity to improve and change composition, so the cellulosic composition, to match the needs of the end users.
You talked a little bit about sweet sorghum and you compared it to sugar cane. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, in a lot of ways, it's really like an annual sugar cane. For most people that aren't familiar with sugar cane, it's a perennial. You plant it once and they continue to harvest it for 3 or 4 years until the stands decline. Sweet sorghum has a lot of the same characteristics, except we reestablish it every year from seed. So it's going to be high biomass, similar to sugar cane, and it's going to have high juice yields as well as high sugar yields. And so those all three of those combined result in high sugar yields per acre. And that's the goal of our breeding program, is to improve that total sugar per acre, as well as we can alter the composition of the sugar itself.
All right. Well, then let's move on from there and let's talk a little bit. Let's get into some policy issue here. What is the importance of the renewable fuel standard to development of sorghum as a cellulosic feedstock?
Well, certainly, you know, in any case where you're developing a feedstock or a process, there has to be the market to go along with it, you know, and that's one thing that the renewable fuel standard does is establishes a market, establishes a need, if you will, sort of primes the pump for the demand until it becomes something that's widely available. I think it's already widely accepted, but just a matter of widely available, and allows a fledgling industry to move forward. And so until the folks like DuPont, which I shared the stage with today, get their conversion process up and running, there is no market for our genetics or our material that farmers would buy our seed and plant. So we're very supportive of the conversion process, the success of the conversion processes, because that helps us as a sorghum industry.
All right, my last question that I have is, what are you doing here at the American Seed Trade Association? What does this have to do with the seed?
Well, obviously, this is the premier meeting for everyone who's involved in the seed industry, whether it's corn or soy or sorghum. And so Chromatin's here to represent our multiple brands, our worldwide brands that we have, as well as talk to a lot of our customers and network and make connections with future customers.
I'm Leah Guffey here at the American Seed Trade Association Corn, Sorghum, and Soybean Conference with their Seed Expo as well.